The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Nazir Daf Samach Beis. The Gemara on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph mentions the pasuk Ish Kiapli Be'erchen, and the Gemara wants to know why the pasuk says the word Ish. What is the chiddush of the word Ish? The Torah does not say any words extra, as we can see in our whole sugya, how the Gemara is trying to figure out why every word is written. And the Gemara wants to know why the word Ish is written. And the Gemara says it's coming la'asuye to include Mufla Samach Le'ish. Mufla Samach Le'ish is a boy who's not an Ish yet, he's not bar mitzvah yet, he's almost the age of bar mitzvah. And the Gemara says that's good according to Manda Amar, the Mufla Samach Le'ish Deraisa, the Mufla Samach Le'ish, this boy is almost a mitzvah, that he has dinim from the Torah, that he could do certain things. But according to Manda Amar, it's Rabbonim, what do we need the word Ish, Ish Kiyafli for? And the Gemara says the Torah to the Gemara says, what is this concept of Mufla Samach Le'ish? A Mufla Samach Le'ish is a boy who is within 1 year of the age of bar mitzvah, that means that he's 12, he has not yet turned 13, but he's already 12 years old. Or a girl who's within 1 year of the age of bas mitzvah, that means she's not yet 12, but she's already 11 years old. And we learn out from the pasuk, according to the Mandamah deraisa, we learn out from the pasuk, according to the Mandamah that only drabbanon, that means chazal, the chachamim, they introduced this concept, that this boy or this girl who's close to the age of bar bas mitzvah, although legabe most dinei Torah, they are treated like a regular katan, they do not have the din of a gadol yet, and what they do is not effective in halacha. However, legabe certain dinim, in regard to certain dinim, we already start treating them as a gadol. That's primarily in regards to nadar. If they make a neder or a shvua, or possibly even by Naziris, if they make afrashas truma, if they try to make something which has dinim of a neder, of a vow, they'd make a neder that something should be aser, or different forms of nedarim, so their neder could already be effective. Since they're almost an ish, they're almost by the age of bar bas mitzvah, their neder could already be effective. Now it's not the exact same thing as when a gadol makes a neder, or a shvua, or a Naziris. The Mishnah says in Nidam and Hema Beis that a girl who's 11 years old, Nedaran of Daka, we check out her Nedarim to see if she knows what she's talking about, to see if she understands what a Nedar is, who she's making a Nedar to. When she makes a Hektish, does she understand what it means to make something Hektish, who she's making a Hektish for? Once she's Bashtemas Veshanav Yamachas, once she's Bas Mitzvah, then her Nedarim stand, her Nedarim are Kaim, and we don't have to check out if she knows what she's talking about. And it says, Boykin Koshtemaster, for the whole 12th year between 11 and 12, we have to check her out to see if she understands what she's doing when she makes a Nedar. If she understands what she does, then her neder is effective, it's chal. If she does not understand what she's saying or what the concept of a neder is, who a neder is made to, that's made to Hashem, what it means, then a neder is not effective. The same applies by a boy when he's 12 years old, from the age of 12 to 13, nedarim nedarim, we check into his nedarim to see if he understands what his neder means, what his hektish means, what it means to make something hektish or to make something also through a neder. Once he's bar mitzvah, we don't have to check into him. All the darm stand. And the Mishnah says again, the whole 13th year, we check him out to see if he knows what he's talking about when he makes a neder or when he makes a hektish. Now the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam is in Perikid Aleph, Melchus Nadarm. The first few halachas in this Rambam discussed the halacha of Mufla Samach Le'ish. The Rambam says, Kotan ben 12 Rishon V'Yamachad, a Kotan who's 12 years old, Ukatana bas Achas as Rishon V'Yamachad, a girl who's 11 years old, Shinishpo, they made a Shvua, a Nodor, they made a Neder, whether Nidre Isser, Nidre Hektish, Boitkin was said, we checked them out, V'Shonelosan, we asked them, if they know who they're making a Neder to, who they're making a Hektish to, or a Shvua to, then the Dharm of their Shvua is what they say, it's Chal, it's effective. If they don't know what they're doing means, what the concept is, even Nivreim, Nivreim Klum, then the Neder and their words are meaningless. And the Rambam says, Srichim Bediga Kosh on the Kula, we have to keep checking them out the whole year. Shushnati Beis Ektan, the whole 12th year for a girl. Shushnati Gimel Bekot, the whole 13th year for a boy. The Rambam says, Ketzad, how is this? That we checked them out the whole year. They made a neder or a hektish, they made an item hektish that's good to the Beis Mikdash in the beginning of Shana Zul, beginning of this year. The Shalosan, we asked them about it. The Nimtsu Yoidin, and we saw they knew, they understood what they were doing. The Skyim Nidron, and the neder took effect. Then the Nodra Neder Achel, later on in the year, they make another Neder. Afilu B'Seif Hashan, even towards the end of the year already. B'Seif Hashan is due at the end of this year. Tzrichim B'Dika, again you have to check them out. V'Achach Yiskayim, and then we can say their Neder, their Hektish is effective, it works. V'Ein Amrim, we don't say, Ha'o V'Nimtsi Yod Mitzchot Hashan, since they knew what they were doing in the beginning of the year, Ein Tzrichim B'Dika, we don't have to check them out anymore. V'Boitin Asas Kol Hashan Azukul, the whole year we have to check them out, any time they make a Neder or a Shvur, they make something Hektish, we have to keep looking into it and see if they really understood what they're doing. The fact they knew what they were doing the first time does not necessarily prove that when it comes the second or third time later that year, that they still understand it, that this time they understand the concept of what they did, and we have to check into them every time. Now the Kesef Mishnah asks on the Rambam, where the Rambam gets this from. there's no makar to such a halacha, they have to keep on checking. Once they knew one time, so we could assume that they're going to know every other time what they're doing. If they know what they're doing, they know what they're doing. So he says that maybe the Rambam's makar is from the Gemara in the Yidah, but the Rambam had a different girsa. The girsa that we have in the Gemara is that the Gemara asks, so why does the Mishnah say they have to check them out by the girl the whole 12th year, by the boy the whole 13th year? It already says right away in the Mishnah, it says, a girl when she's 11 years old, you check into her in the dorm. When she's 12, her in the dorm stands without being checked into it. Then he repeats again, you check her out the whole 12th year. The same by a boy. It says that when he's 12 years old, his in the dorm has to be checked into. Once he's 13, his in the dorm stands, his nether stands even without being checked into. And then he repeats, you have to check him out the whole 13th year. Why does he have to repeat the extra time that we check the boy and girl out that whole year? So our guess on the Gemara is that the Gemara says, and the Mishnah is coming to tell us the Chiddush, even if the first time they made a neder that year, they did not know what they were talking about, so you would think any future neder they make that year, we don't have to worry about. And after them, on that, the Mishnah is telling us, no, even if one time they did not know what they were talking about, could by later in the year they got a little smarter, or a little better educated, or a little more mature, and they do know what they were talking about, and therefore we do have to check into a neder or Hekdush to make later on in the year. Because the Mishnah says that maybe the Rambam has the opposite girsa, that we're talking about a case where the first time they made a neder that year, they did know what they were talking about, and the neder was effective. And then the Mishnah is telling us an outstanding chiddush, a tremendous chiddush, that even then we're afraid that maybe next time they lost track and they did not understand the concept of what they're doing, maybe it was a little more difficult, the second type of neder they made, and therefore it's more of a chiddush that we have to check them out, and we still have to check them out and make sure they understand what they are doing. So maybe that's Makar the Rambam based on the opposite gears of the Gemara. Radvaz says the same as the Kesem Mishnah. The Kesem Mishnah is not so happy about it. He ends over the Tzarechi, and he's not so sure if this is a valid Makar for the Rambam, why the Rambam says that even if they knew what they were doing in the beginning of the year, we have to be nervous about them regressing and going backwards later on in the year. The Radvaz says the opposite. The Radvaz says this is an excellent gears, a much better gears than the Gemara, because according to our gears, you don't need the Tana of the Mishnah to Machadish the Stas, to teach the Stas. Obviously, from the beginning of the year, they did not know what they were doing, but later in the year, they might have gotten smarter or more mature, and we have to be afraid that maybe they knew what they were doing, so we have to check into them if they make another neder or another hektish later in the year. But this is much more of a chiddush. This is something which the Mishnah has to machadish to us, although in the beginning of the year they understood what they were doing, if they make another neder or another hektish later in the year, we still have to check into it. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's in Reish Lamed Gimel, there's only one sif over there, he says, from the age of 13 for a boy, from the age of 12 and on to a girl, even though they do not understand exactly what the nether is, who they're making the nether to, still the halacha is a dream nether. The nether is effective, the nether works. And the Shach says, that means usually for someone to become a gadol, it requires two conditions. First of all, they have to be over the age of mitzvah, and it requires a certain physical maturity that comes at the age of 13, that they already have two sires. And the Shach explained that the Shulchan Aruch is coming to say that here, the Gabi Nedarim, once they reach the age of 13, the halacha, the nether stands, that we don't have to look into them to see if their intelligence is as such that they understand what nether they made, applies even if they do not have the physical simon of Shtei Sires, of two hairs. So that's how the Shach explains the Shulchan Aruch, and the source of this really is the Rambam. This is really the Mashmois of the Rambam later on in our parak. That once they reach the age of 13 by a boy, the age of 12 by a girl, even without being Shtei Sires, even without the Apishloivi Shtei Sires, they did not bring two Sires, you know, they don't have the physical simon of godless. Once they reach that age, their nether stands, and their hektish stands, even without looking into their understanding and their intelligence and understand what they're doing. That's how the Shach explains the Shulchan Aruch, and the source of this really is the Rambam. Now, the question is where the Rambam got this from, but more so than the question of where the Rambam got this from, it seems to be shared from a Gemara over there in Nida. And the Gemara in Nida, Memheim Beis, has a Shiloh, if someone is below the age of Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah, let's say the boy at the age of 12, or the girl at the age of 11, if they have Shtei Sires then, if that Simon already comes then, do they already reach the Dinim of Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah, or is it Halacha, they have to have the age, they have to be 13, or in the case of a girl, 12 years old. Do they also have to have Shanim, or is it enough that they have the Simonim? Is Toich Zman, within the 13th year by a boy, or within the 12th year of the girl, is that Kalachizman? Is that really the same thing as after the age of Arbas Mitzvah? Or is it Kalfnezman? Has a lochov before, as if it would be a little kid. And only once they reach the appropriate age, then together with the Simon and the Simon Gadlus, then they become a full god, a full adult in Halacha. And the Gemara brings a raya from the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, a differentiation between over the age of 13 and under the age of 13. The over the age of 13 is Nedereh Kayamim, a neder of a boy is Kayim, it stands, by a girl at the age of 12. And under that age, a boy by the age of 12 and a girl by the age of 11, Nedarim are Nevdokim, have to check into Nedarim to see if they know what they're talking about. Now the Gemara says, what are we talking about? Are we talking about they have Shtei Sires? They don't have Shtei Sires. If they don't have Shtei Sires yet, they don't have the Simon Gadlus yet, so even over the age of 13 by a boy, even over the age of 12 by a girl, it's still a cotton, it's still the old dinim of a cotton. Elamai, we're talking about they have Shtei Sires, they have Simon Gadlus, and still you see that only above the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah did they have the din of a gadol, and before that, even after they have Shtei Sires, they did not have the din of a gadol. So it seems that we see pretty clearly in this Gemara that even if they have Shtei Sires, The Gemara is coming to see they have to say that before the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah is worthless, but we see in this Gemara that even after the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, it has to be that they already have Shtei Sairis. If they just reach the age of Bar Mitzvah, the age of Bas Mitzvah, they don't have Shtei Sairis yet, they don't have Simon in the signs of Godless, the Gemara says clearly cotton, it's still cotton. So how could the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say that they already have a Dinam of the Gola in regards to Nadarm, which is the very topic, the very subject matter that the Gemara and the Mishnah are discussing, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say that once they reach that age, then the Dharma Kaim, the Dharma, their Hector stands, even if we do not see it, they understand exactly who they're making the Nether to and who they're making the Hector to. This is the Kasha that's posed by many Achronim. The Mishlamach has the Kasha on the Rambam, the Lachamishna has the Kasha on the Rambam, the Lachamishna, and the Mishlamach and the Mepharshim on the Rambam. The Mishlamach asks this straight out. The Lachamishna says on this Rambam, it's Tzarchim from Pergit to Doifin, Tzarchim from the Gemara Nido, but the Goin and Bira Grah, Shulchan Aruch, seems to understand this is the point of the Lachamishna also, because on the Shulchan Aruch, the Goin and Simon Reishlam and Gimon Yerdeyans, of Khan Beis, of Khan Dalad, he asks this Kasha on the Rambam for the Gemara, and he says the Mishlamach and the Lachamishna both already asked this Kasha. So he understands this is what all the Mepharshim Rambam are asking. So the Mishnah Yankov wants to say a teretz to this kasha. There are other achrayim said also, but the Pesach Teshuvah on the page, he's beside, he sends us the Tshuvas Mishnas Yankov. He says in Siman and Zayin, the prints that we have nowadays is generally found in Tshuvas Mishnas Yankov and Yerdeh Siman and Tess. The Mishnas Yankov wants to say that this Gemara is going at that point, according to that side, according to that man, the Amar that holds, that even before the age of 13, that if one brings Simon and if one has Simon and Godless, they already reach the Dinam of a Godel, they already become a Godel. Just in the mere fact they have Simon and Godless, the Gemara feels that's already enough. And the Gemara is coming to challenge and ask Kasha on that man, the Amar, on those Amram who have that opinion. But since right now we're going with those Amram who have the opinion that Simon and Godless by themselves are enough, so that means that the age doesn't really make a difference. Because even if Simon and Godless come before the age of 13 by a boy, before the age of 12 by a girl, it already makes them into a Gadol. So according to this man, the Amar, the age is not really a player. So that's why the Gemara says that if a boy turns 13 and doesn't have Simonim yet, Kodnu is still a Kodnu. Because the age is not really of any significance. It just goes by simonim. That's really what it goes by. But the halacha is that we paskin, like the Gemara comes out, like the Gemara proves, that really simonim by themselves are not enough. You have to have the age together with simonim. So then we can turn around and say as follows. To become a full-fledged gadol for all dinei Torah, you have to achieve the age of bar bas mitzvah. A boy has to be 13 and a girl has to be 12. Plus they have to have physical simonim godless. However, once they reach the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, even without physical Samadhi Gadlus, so although Lagabe, all of the Dinei Torah, they still retain the Dinei of the Kadam, they did not become a Gadol, Lagabe and the Dharm, we can say that this Dalacha of Ish is coming to include a Mufla Samach Ish, that they're the Dharm, and their Shvuas, and their Hektish is effective, we can say that it applies specifically to one who already reached the age of a boy, the age of 13, a girl, the age of 12, even without Simonim, that Minatera, their nether will be effective. And we don't even have to check into the Dharm to see if they know what they're talking about. The mere fact they reach that age is already enough to make their nether and their Shmuel and their Hector stand and be valid. That's what Mishkos Yankov explains. Other Achrayim say this as well. Now, it's interesting that the Ravid has a saga on the Rambam, Hilchos Nezirus. Hilchos Nezirus, the Rambam also passes a Mufla Samach L'Ish, the Raisa, the Teredic concept, just like the passes over here in Hilchos Nadarim. And over there, the Ravid says, that's not so posh, it's the Shal and the Gemara. One man the Amr holds the Raisa, another man the Amr holds that's the Rabbonin. However, here in Hilchos Nadarim, the Lachamishna is going to ask the Kasha, that the Lachamishna is located in Hilchos Nezirus, not over here. Here in Hilchos Nadarim, the Rambam also says, the Dover Zibbidi Viteri, the Raisa, the Galachal that comes from the Torah, Shamufla Samach L'Ish, a child who's close to the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, Hekdesha, the Nether Nethers, Hekdesh, his Nether are effective, and still, the Rabbi does not have any problem with it. The Rabbi doesn't ask, that's a Machalikas in Gemara, it's not so posh, it's not so simple that we pass like this. Why is the Rabbi only ask his Kasha, Hilch Zeris, and not Hilch Nadarim? So, Ramesha Feinstein, in Chuba de Gersamesha, is an Evan Ezer Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuf Ayin, Anaf Beis, the second part of the Chuba, and Evan Ezer Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuf Ayin. He wants to say that maybe the Rabbi understood in the Rambam, that the Rambam over here in Hilch Nadarim is talking about this boy already, he's reached the age of Bar Mitzvah, he's already 13 years old. Or this girl already reached the age of Bar Mitzvah, she's already 12 years old. Just the missing Simon and Godless. They don't have the physical Simon of Godless. So though, the Gabi Olah Dinei Torah, they're still considered a Katan, but that the Rambam is saying, that's a Din D'Oraisa that comes, that we learn from Apostle in the Torah, that the Gabi Nadarim and Hektish, they have a Din of a Godel, they're in the Dharm, and their Hektish stands no matter what. However, before one reaches that age, and the year before, the age of 12 for a boy, the age of 11 for a girl, we're really checking out if they know what they're talking about when they make the nether, if they don't know what they're talking about when they make the nether, at that age, it's only the Rabbanan. That Mukla Samas is the Rabbanan. One case is the Rais, one case is the Rabbanan. And that the Rav is agreeable to. That once the boy or a girl reaches the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, even if they don't have Simon Godless, and in general is still a cotton, the Gamma Dorm, we can treat them as a Godel, and that's the Rais that comes from the Torah. But the Rambam and Uchna Zirus, he doesn't differentiate, and it would seem from the Rambam over there that any case of a Mukla Samas, even a 12 year old boy, even an 11 year old girl, if they know what they're talking about, then the Zirus, and then the Dorm, already effective in that Torah. That's the Rav that's challenging and saying it's not so simple, some hold it's the Rabbanan. It's not so clear if it's the Rais or the Rabbanan. However, our Rambam is only talking about that when he says it's deraisa, he's only talking about one that has already reached the age, they already came of age, and since they already came of age, even if they're missing physical saman the godless, that the Rambam can be agreeable to the Rambam, that's deraisa. Ramosha says that even the Rambam, the Zeris really means the same as our Rambam, only a mukla saman the ish already reached their appropriate age and is missing the physical saman the godless, they're in the Dharma effective deraisa. Once the Torah creates Tzolacha, because I went a step further and said even a 12-year-old boy or 11-year-old girl, if they understand what they're talking about, we check into the Nadarm, the Deram Nivdok, we check into the Nadarm, and they understand what they're saying, so then the Dharm and Shavuos and Ekdeshes could be effective in the Rabbanim. The Ramah says that a Kohen who makes this nether before he's of age, the Gurim Behem, we scream at them, we get upset at them, Makanisam, we beat them even, we're very strict with them. So Yomdu Lashonim, we lambdu Lashonim with the Dharm and Shavuos, they shouldn't get into the habit of making the Dharm and Shavuos. Even though they're below the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, if it's something that's not so difficult for them and we can make them do it, we try to force them to keep the nether in Shavuot. They should see it's hard to make a nether in Shavuot, and once one makes it, it's hard to keep it. And this way they'll not get into a bad habit of making the Dharma in Shavuot left and right. And the cover for this Ramah is actually the Rambam Milchus Shavuos, that we try to change train this Katan, even though he's of age and has a Dharma Shavuos and Hektash are effective, however he should not be making these a Dharma Shavuos, and though we can't punish him yet because he's not a God, we've got to be other Dina Terror, we cannot punish him be Dina Terror if he's over, if he goes against the Halachos of his Nether and Shavuot, we're very strict with them, we strongly discourage them from making such a Dharma in the future.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.